Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. An airstrike Saturday in northern Afghanistan killed at least 19 people, including three children, at a hospital run by Doctors Without Borders. MSF's Bart Janssens in Brussels.
What we also know is much more details about what happened. We got detailed debriefing of our staff that have come to Kabul, and we know now that the whole attack has all the signatures of an attack by the coalition forces.
U.S. military acknowledged it conducted a pre-drawn airstrike in the vicinity of an MSF medical facility. Spokesman for American forces in Afghanistan said a U.S. airstrike was, in his words, resulted in collateral damage to a nearby medical facility. Afghan troops backed by U.S. airstrikes have been engaged in heavy fighting in Kunduz against Taliban militants who had taken over the city in the last week. Russia says its warplanes bombed a terrorist stronghold and other terror targets in northern Syria on Saturday and says it will continue its push against Islamic State extremists, despite Western claims that the aerial campaign is largely targeting Western-backed rebels. The United States and its allies have condemned the Russian air campaign, claiming that Moscow is using the offensive as a cover to support the government of embattled Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Nigerian police and witnesses have linked two explosions late Friday outside the capital Abuja to a male and a female suicide bomber. The blast left at least 18 people dead and wounded dozens more. No group has claimed responsibility, but authorities immediately linked the attacks to Boko Haram. This is VOA News.